Welcome to this week's HMD Radio Show. Tonight I'm going to be drinking a sour IPA from 8 Degrees, an Imperial IPA from Ska, and I have loads of new music, most of it from the tail end of 2016. Kicking us off, here's some Arctic. We'll be right back. Bruce Lee there from All Them Witches. That's off their album from last year. No, it's off from this year. Sleeping Through the War. And before that then was Arctic, which was from last year, self-titled. And that song was Burnt Ice. Fucking riff-tastic. Check out that album. It's deadly. What am I going to play next? Oh, another one from last year. I'm actually supping away on a 5 and drive at the moment. My first ever lowish alcohol beer that I made. Oh, it's very tasty. You wouldn't think it was only 3.2. Never thought I'd say that on air. But sure, there you go. I'm going to play something off the... off the Nine Inch Nails that came out, the EP. Not the actual events. So I only picked it up today and I haven't heard it yet. So this should be interesting. We'll be right back. with Crown and Smoke Shaman, and then before that was Nine Inch Nails. That Black Spirit Crown is available on their website or on their Bandcamp page. I'll post a link to that in the track listing. Okay, so came across this other band there during the week, thanks to the Shrieks From Below, and on his Facebook page he posts loads of deadly music and links to their band camps. So this is a Swedish band Kung Fungi, and the song I'm gonna play is Kill or Be Killed.
Can't be that hard.
That was Death Town, taking off the new album 2AM Thoughts by Krause, which is coming out on the 27th of January on Riot Season Records. You can listen to a couple of the tracks on the Bandcamp page. That's not one of the ones you can listen to. It's a deadly album. And before that was Kun Fungi, Kill or Be Killed. That's off their self-titled album. Right, now what am I drinking? I am drinking 8 Degrees Wayfarer. This is a new one from 8 Degrees. I don't know when it came out. May have come out before Christmas, but I haven't been in an off-license in a while. And it's their first sour IPA, I think. I haven't seen them do one before. It's a 4%er. And it pours cloudy, kind of lemony colour. A bit of a white head on it. Smells quite tart, fruity. It's smells fresh. And it tastes... it's very refreshing. I could picture myself lying on the canal of a summer's lunchtime, necking a few of these and eating a bag of chips. Yeah, it's lovely. Get your hands on it and get it into you. It does definitely feel like a summer beer. The depths of winter probably isn't the best time to drink it, but although it is very nice, so any time is really the right time to drink it. And it's only 4%, so you can have it whenever you like. Right, I'm going to move on. And new album from Lo-Fi Man coming out called Endless Mile. Have a listen.
Late. These words are underlined, the links they took to
That was Captives of the Void, and that was Freak Out. That's off their album, self-titled. Lots of self-titled albums knocking around at the moment. And then before that was Lo-Fi Man, Hesitate. That's going out to Steve. I'd say he loved that. That was off their album from this year, Endless Smile. Not sure when it's out, but it's coming out. And yeah, so I'm on to my next beer. I'm drinking the Ska Brewing Decadent Imperial IPA, and it's a monster. It's 10%, and yeah, it's, let me have a, it's fucking very malty, like way less hop than I'd expect. Yeah, it's I'd expect way more hop off it. Actually, I'd prefer more hop off it. It pours a kind of hazy ambery colour, and it's tasty. Getting very little hop coming through. I'm not getting, yeah, but it's quite drinkable all the same. It certainly doesn't taste 10%, but Ska Brewing, they do great cans. There's a rude boy skeleton dancing with some flowers in his mouth on this one. So yeah, it's decent. I don't know if I'd be drinking too many of them in a night, but I suppose that's what you'd expect from a 10% beer. Of the two tonight, I'm going to go with the Wayfarer as the winner, the sour IPA. It's decent, and it's very drinkable. Decadent by Ska Brewing is also decent. It's quite a heavy drink, but yeah, make that what you will, and have, sure, get both of them. There's nothing wrong with that. Right, what am I going to play next? I'm going to play something from, not even from last year, from the year before. I'm going to play something from Purple by Baroness. Here's Shock Me. Thank you. That was Geezer, Sunday Speed Demon, and Baroness Shock Me off their album Purple from the tail end of 2015. Right, we're getting near the end of the show, so you can get in touch, email hmdradioshow@gmail.com or on Facebook, the HMD Radio Show, or on Twitter at HMD on the radio. So stay tuned for the next shows. And what am I going to leave you with? I'm going to get a couple of songs in. So the next song is a request from for BK, and it's Tame Impala, Lucidity, a bit of Australian fuzz, and I'll play another song after that. So see you next week. I know that-